Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Assimilated it. Used to be a little town. Quick break. Right back from a quick break, I should say. Thank you for hanging out with me. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Nobody else. Don't blame anybody else. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dave Anderson's here. Dave is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. I need your website, Dave.
It's learn to lead, spell it out just like it sounds, .com, learntolead.com.
And then find all your books there and all of your programs, your virtual training programs and all that's there, right?
They can, Jim, and we're about 2 days away from posting a new resource page. It's all free on leading through crisis strategies, videos, interviews. We've probably got 4 hours worth of material on there that's all going to be available. It's free that anybody can avail themselves.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that, folks.
Yes,
this is the kind of what Dave just said. This is an example of why our Brain Trust members. You heard me say it early in the hour. They don't come back because they love me. They come back because they love you. Hey, Dave, we're talking about dealing with a crisis, and one of my most important points that I try to make, and I want you to dwell on this because you're the pro at this, and that is getting people to make decisions. Don't think of decisions as something you got to cluck over. Make a lot of them. Make them tiny. Make little teeny tiny little decisions. Bam, 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 bam. Three of those were wrong. Fix them and move on. The next five will be better. That's how it works, isn't it? And in a crisis, you cannot lock up. You can't look like a deer in the headlights or a cow looking at a new gate. You got to move, don't you?
Well, you do. Peter Drucker said, when the ship is going down, the captain doesn't call a meeting. He gives an order. And so often, and I think that's, isn't that appropriate?
Yeah.
And a lot of decisions weren't made by business people before this crisis that should have been made, and they're suffering dearly. And now they're still not making them, or they're being forced into making them. I think there's a big difference between an intention and a decision. A decision implies you've actually taken action. I don't believe you can even call it a decision if you're still, you know, if you haven't done anything.
Right.
And so a lot of people have intentions, but they don't convert that intention into a decision with action, with, as you say, taking that first step. And I think one reason, Jim, is they don't have it all figured out. So they're not going to do anything until they have it all figured out. And you don't need to know.
Perfect is the
25-point plan.
Perfect is the enemy of the good. If you had it figured out, you'd be rich. You'd be a multi-billionaire. You wouldn't be working.
You would.
So one of the things that I try to remind people about, Dave, is if you don't make a decision, you'll be wrong 50% of the time.
That's so true.
Which is no worse odds than making the decision.
You know what, I think a wrong decision is better than no decision.
I agree.
Because if you're paying attention, you'll notice what you need to do right, and you can fix it and move on. If you just sit there and suck your thumb and don't do anything, you have no clue what's next. Mm-hmm. And so what's important is that you not have to have all the lights green before you start going. You know the next right thing to do now. You don't need the next 100 things. But to start to implement this, what's the next right thing we would do now? And then once we've done that, what's the next right thing we would do now? As you said, lots of little decisions. Mm-hmm. Start taking the steps. If you're going to climb Mount Everest, you don't know every zig and zag you're going to have to make when you're standing at base camp. You know the general direction you need to head. And as you proceed, the next step becomes more obvious. It's the same when we're making and implementing decisions. In too many organizations, the motto should be, this indecision is final, because nothing gets decided and everything stays the same. There's no movement, and those companies are paying a big price for that right now in particular.
And one of the things I learned in the military, Dave, is your troops will regard you much higher for making a wrong decision, but making one, even if it turned them the wrong way, than they will if you stood there with your thumb in your mouth and your finger in the air. wondering what
That's
to do.
That's right. Nobody wants to follow an uncertain company.
No.
Nobody's going to follow an uncertain
company. They can't stand it. It'll run away.
They can't.
But they'll follow you into a direction they're not sure is the right way if you're making a decision. You got to do it.
You got to do it. And if you're a tentative leader, you've got very tentative and confused followers. And confused followers don't play to win. They play not to lose, and that's not going to help you right now. You've got to be moving forward, playing to win. You've got to be the boxer, not the bag. Too many organizations right now, Jim, they're the bag. They're getting knocked around. And you've got to seize control and start setting the pace, setting the tone again. Be the boxer. Make the decision. Take the step. It's not going to get any better until you do.
You know, Dave, you and I have a feeling, as long as I've known you, you're like me. We came into the world with a little bit of extra confidence. I didn't have to have a lot of confidence. I was always kind of that way. But I have to say that the world has, as we talked about, having the world having its foot on your neck. I mean, I've had that where my confidence was hurt, and the way I got my confidence back was by operating through a crisis. And so now somebody asked me the other day, how come you're handling this taking this in stride? I say, because it's not my first goat roping.
That's right. That's right. Confidence is defined as belief in yourself.
I managed through the last one. I'm operating through the last one.
You have. And confidence is defined as belief in yourself. Because you've been through other crises and have managed to figure it out, you have a belief in yourself that the person that this is their first rodeo isn't going to have. Mm-hmm. But you don't build confidence by doing nothing. You don't build confidence by doing what you've always done. You build confidence, you build belief in yourself by doing something different, by stepping out, by extending yourself. Right back to making changes.
Silver linings I think we're going to get out of this is the younger generations are going to learn from this crisis. It'll be their moment of decision, and I think that'll, in a sad way, it'll be good for them. Tintail, right back with Dave Anderson. I'm Jim Blassing. Dave, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.